Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all feeling today, fellas?
What up? I'm doing good, man. Feeling lovely. How about you?
What's up, everybody? I'm good. How you doing, fellas?
I'm doing good. We're doing good. Today, we got a couple topics that are near and dear to us. First topic of today, we're going to talk about a tweet from a good old friend of ours. She threw me off here because her Twitter handle is @DoolyBaby, but she changed the name to Big Dool.
Big Dool.
I know. That sounds gangster
with it. I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, she's gangster with it.
I know. That should be your rap name. If she ever wants to go into
Dool, yeah. I bumped that shit.
All right. What you listening to? Big Dool, baby. Big Dool.
I know, right?
Anyway, Big Dool @DoolyBaby on Twitter. She tweets us, "Good day, news. I would like to hear how you all deal with temptation and let people know you are involved. A lot of people in relationships say they are true, but play into the temptation and hide their relationship. Like they can have their cake and eat it too. Love y'all."
Yeah, she be coming with it though. Yeah, don't she?
Some great topics. A lot of the topics dealing with relationship and
I know, like, man. Kind of like I wish I could talk to her personally. Like, you know, some, like, you need a relationship counselor or a guru or something.
We are not a relationship counselor.
Angry. I ain't say we were.
No, I ain't say we were.
I was asking her, did she need one? Like, maybe we can Google her one or something.
Yeah. No. Baby girl, listen. I'm just kidding.
I'm joking.
We are not gurus. We just giving you perspective. Don't take us for fact value. We just grown men that got an opinion. That's all.
That's all.
So, all right. So, I'll ask this question to the fellas. How do you personally deal with temptation?
I was brought up in the church, and from, you know, saying the age of 3 on up until I was like 16 years old. And like, even to this day, I still hear the 3 R's. And if y'all don't know what the 3 R's are, it's recognize, respond, and resist. So this is what I was taught as a youngster on dealing with temptation, is you recognize that you're being tempted, respond to the temptation by rejecting it.
I've never heard this before.
You've never heard that before?
No.
This is something my mentor taught me when I was like 8 years old, man. And like, I'm telling you, it stuck with me to this day. Just recognize, respond, resist. Recognize that you're being tempted. Respond to it by saying, okay, this is something that is not beneficial to me, and then resist it. Simple as that.
It's interesting. That's a really good statement. I've never even heard that, man. A lot of people need that.
Shit, yeah. And if that don't work, you got to distance yourself from that fucking situation. You know what I'm saying? If you know that you see that you're being tempted by something, you're having problems with it, if you're having difficulty with it, just leave.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
I've never even looked at it like that, but I think that's as far as the 3 R's. What do you call it again? The 3 R's?
Recognize, respond, resist.
Okay.
You first said RRR's. I thought you were talking about Rough Riders for me. I'm like, all right, DMX.
Hey, for real. That's how you feel when you start using that technique, though. You're like, temptation is a hard freaking thing, man. And you got to be strong inward. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your moral compass has to be dialed in. You need to be in tune with your star player. I don't know about you guys, but for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a window shopper. I like to look. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't going in there and buying nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's
the protection. Yo, it took me a second to get that one.
I get what you're saying, but honestly, nothing or no one tempt you unless you are allowing yourself to be tempted. So if you already straight and you with that person that you want to be with and you committed to that person, shouldn't nothing tempt you. It don't matter if motherfucking Halle Berry walk up in that bitch butt naked. You gonna be like, where she
you
at?
Mean tell me that ain't you know a temptation?
Not if that I don't know. Hell of a fucking, that's you that's, allowing it to become one.
No, I mean, that's just a fucking temptation right there. You know
like,
what I'm
it can like, only be a, me, it can me. Only be a temptation if you allow it to be. Nothing can tempt you unless you allow it to be there. Unless so you allow it to
engaging.
Nothing can tempt you if you don't allow it to. So if something is dangling in front of you, and you, if that carrot is dangling in front of you and you reaching for it, you allowing that temptation. And if you turn your head and go the other way, how is it tempting you?
This is a very good point, because what Duke is trying to say is that and you make a point, once it becomes in your bubble, it is temptation. Duke is saying you don't allow it into your bubble. You see what I mean?
It don't even get to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, stop a problem.
That's all I'm saying. Unless you allow it to be something, it can't be nothing. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what it is. If you, you know, case in point, if it's something that you don't care about at all, that's not tempting, right? If you don't care right. about it, that's right. that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you already committed and you with that somebody or what have you, shouldn't nothing tempt you like that unless you allow that thought to creep into your head. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But what I'm talking about is, you know what I'm saying, outside influences, things that are beyond my control. We at the bar, you know what I'm saying, and we sitting and drinking. A beautiful lady walks up and she's flirting with us. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by, you know what I'm saying, the outside force coming in and trying to tempt us, you know, tempt me into just simple as engaging in a conversation with her while she's flirting with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what this woman's intentions are when she walk up to me, you know what I mean, or to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell you that recognize, you know what I'm saying? Recognize that, okay, I'm being tempted. You know, I'm respond to it then, like you say, and you know what I'm saying, turn the other way or, you know, dismiss the female.
Both of y'all make very good points. I think, I don't even think one of them's wrong. I think women are going to view it differently based off of where they're at in their life. Like, where male men is like, no, I understand I'm being tempted. Okay, I can have a relationship with you, talk to you. As soon as I realize I'm being tempted, stop it, cut it off, boom.
No, but just
and then Duke
just for a quick second, let me hop in there right quick. It's yeah, a difference Duke. It's a difference between having a conversation with someone and flirting back with someone. Those are right, two completely right. different things. If they flirting at you, that's them. That's on them. If you having a conversation back, that's you having a conversation. And if they step out of line, you're like, hey, I'm with so-and-so. I'm with somebody. I'm taking whatever. That's just having a conversation.
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Is if you start doing that flirting back, that's when you just let that temptation come in.
You're talking about engagement.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
I think this is interesting.
That's exactly what I was saying.
I think this is interesting because if you ask most women and say, oh, how do you prefer your man to deal with temptation when another woman comes on to him? Most of them would say, you need to take and use every force possible to aggressively shut off this woman. And it's like, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's be reasonable.
I'm not an asshole. Yeah. I'm not an asshole. Here,
I'm not going to the bar or club just smacking bitches in the face. Like,
hey, right. I got a wife.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I gotta
sound like a fucking crazy person.
I gotta be honest. Like, I am probably the worst when it comes to temptation because I'm the type that's so
oblivious.
I don't understand what flirting is. Like, I'd be the type to be, hey, can I stay tonight at your house? I'm like, nah, you can stay at the motel. It's up the street. I'd be like, she'd be like, you want to go get some drinks? I'd be like, nah, I'm tired. You know,
I don't drink.
Yeah, I don't drink tonight. You know what I mean? Hey, you want to get some coffee? I'm like, it's 8 o'clock at night. The fuck you doing? I'm trying to get some sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I'm bad at it. And I think, don't get wrong, it's a good thing because then I don't see temptation. I don't view it. I just distance myself completely. At the same token, when you're single, that sucks because you'd be like, now it's not temptation. It's more like opportunity. And now you just missing on opportunities. They'd be like, hey, you want to get a drink? I'd be like, it's Sunday. You want to do this on God's day? Like, I'm just bad, man. I'm bad. I'm not that I'd like cave into temptation or cheat or anything like that, because I don't. It's just that I'm not as well versed in recognizing it as you guys are, because
hold up, news. I remember one night when we was out at the bar and some chick came out of nowhere and tried to kiss you. I don't even think you got no warning or nothing.
Yeah.
But you smushed that girl in the face so fast, it was like a natural reflex.
Yeah. No,
So you ain't completely obvious, but when they're doing blatant.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah. Please understand, whether I'm single or taken, whatever. If you want to talk or whatever, fine, we can have a conversation. But don't just randomly come up to me and kiss me. I will bury sand in your ass. Move across the bar. Don't be doing that. Yeah. Oh, get the Heisman on you. Like, no.
Back up. It's too far.
Right. I don't even remember it, honestly. Like, this is stories. Like, my friends tell me, like, yo, you was drunk. And this.
Because I've noticed her flirting with you all night long, and you being oblivious to it, you just, you know, saying, thinking you just dancing and having a good time, just drinking. And I'm like, this chick is hardcore flirting with him. And then she came in with that heat seeker trying to kiss you, and you smushed her face so fast.
Oh,
I was dying.
Listen, I'm not, please understand, I'm not the best when it comes to being, like, the bad guy, when it comes to, like, oh, bitch, I'm taking, whatever, because when I'm drinking, I'm not worried about women coming on to me, because I don't see myself as, like, that guy that's, like, oh, you tall, dark, and handsome. No, I'm just dark.
You are not tall.
Yeah, no, I got two of the three qualifications. I'm like, you should come over. But no, as soon as I like get a red flag that like you're interested in me, I'm good. I'm good.
How long does it take for you to get that red flag though, bro?
Once my five fingers are in her face, respectively.
Jeez.
No. Jeez. Now, I mean, as I'm older now, I've become more aware of when women are coming on to me and when women are flirting with me and when they have an attraction to me.
Still a little bit oblivious to it to this day.
A little bit, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm able to tell women like, hey, listen, you know, respectfully, part of it though, I'm not interested and not go to the extreme as poke my thumb in their eye, but you know what I mean? Whatever.
But no, part of it sound like to me is not more so oblivious, but in denial about it almost. It's not like you don't see it, but it's like you don't really want to see it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, part of that I think is just natural, because nowadays especially, it's very rare that a female comes on to a male and comes on to you. Anyway, right. So you're we're right. Not as used first. To it per se. So yeah, it may take us a minute to figure that shit out.
Yeah,
unless you're handing us some panties or something, then okay.
And in all respect,
she hit you over the head with the draw. Like,
you know, and plus, you know, sometimes too. Let's face it, ladies, we love you, but y'all territorial than a motherfucker. Man. So right. I mean. Just because a attractive young woman may say hello, that don't mean she hitting on you too.
No.
Because I didn't have that situation before. You know, somebody said hello to me. We had a short conversation and I turn around and I got bullets staring at my ass.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what she want? Apparently she wanted to know how I was doing.
And another thing too is that a lot of women will not go up to a man and say, hey, you want to leave here and go to my place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's not a state. Men are typically the ones that are the aggressors. So it gives
Typically.
And so it gives me the freedom to kind of be like, well, I know a woman's not going to go too far because eventually she's going to see me and be like, nah, he off limits, no matter what I want to present myself to be. And if I try to proceed and still invade that man, even though I know he's off limits, there's a good chance I'm going to having a bodily harm inflicted to me. So
this is something I want to know, and for our female listeners, how do you guys deal with rejection? Or is it even a thing? Do you often get rejected?
Well, that's a good point. How many times does a woman even come on to a man and get rejected? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And to come on to me of all people. And another thing too, why I'm so oblivious to women is because of YouTube.
What?
Both of y'all. Yeah, both of y'all. Look, let's be real. No. Let me
explain. The hell you talking about?
Let me explain this. You, Duke, are tall, light-skinned, and
hold up. He said he's caramel.
Tall, caramel.
You remember that shit? Yeah. You dark chocolate, I'm caramel.
Yeah. Duke is tall, caramel. Chances are he's got a fitted on. He got some Air Forces or some other Jordan.
Some Fresh J's or something. No.
Mailman, typically your earrings is matching your shirt, which is matching your pants, which is matching your shoes. Like, you drip out to the core. I'm the simplest one out of all y'all. I'm like, hey, y'all be like, News, what you wearing? I'm wearing a t-shirt, a jeans, and some shoes. Well, what kind of shoes? Yeah, what kind of shoes? The shit I wore today. I don't know.
Whatever pair that I thought him with this outfit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And even like, you know, 6'1", 5'10", 5'8", and a quarter. Like, it's just like, when Shorty come to me, I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure you got like this one with the fresh hairline?
You supposed to start in blades. What you talking about?
I'm not saying I don't feel like I'm this shit. I just be questioning what anybody else is. I know I'm the shit. I just be wondering if everybody else feel the same way I feel. I'd be like, you know what?
I appreciate your confidence.
Yeah.
I appreciate your confidence.
No doubt. All right, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back onto our next topic. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. We're here talking about our second topic today, which is budgeting. There was a video I came across about the 50-30-20 rule. Have you guys... And this question to you fellas, have you guys ever seriously taken budgeting into consideration? Because I haven't until like...
I budget now.
I always do. I have to do that now.
Okay, have you guys heard of the 50-30-20 rule?
I have not heard the 50-30-20 rule or whatever.
No.
Okay, so the 50-30-20 rule, I'm actually going to let the video explain what it is, and we're going to talk about it, okay? Listeners, go ahead and listen.
You may have come across the 50-30-20 rule as you plan your finances. But what exactly is it? The 50-30-20 rule is a method of budgeting that can help keep your spending in alignment with your savings goals. It divides your after-tax income into three different buckets: your essentials, your wants, and your savings. Here's how you can apply it to your budget. Set aside no more than 50% of your income for the absolute necessities. In general, these will include housing, food, transportation, and utility bills. Almost certainly have to pay, regardless of your job or current place of residence, would be considered an essential. Set aside 30% of your income for your wants. This would include unnecessary expenses that enhance your lifestyle, such as cable bills, trips to your local coffee shops, or buying those new shoes you've been eyeing. Take a look at your expenditures in your monthly budget, then decide which ones you're able to cut down. The fewer costs you have in this category, the more progress you'll make paying down debt and securing your future. Set aside the remaining 20% for your savings. Think of this as your get-ahead category. This includes savings plans, retirement accounts, debt payments, or rainy day funds. This category of expenses should only be paid after your essentials are taken care of, and before any personal spending. Whether you make $30,000 or $150,000 a year, establishing a good habit like this will last you a lifetime. Ready to get started on your 50-30-20 budget? Download the Mint app on your...
Mint app doesn't sponsor us, so we're not going to continue the rest of this video until...
Shout out, sick of it, because I drink it and they pay me for it.
What do y'all think about that? What is your thought process as far as that sense of budgeting?
Honestly, like, I've already been doing that. Like, you know, I mean, a few minor tweaks here and there, you know what I mean? Some essentials might get 60%, and you know what I mean? I can only put 10% in my savings, and depending on, you know, how much I work that week and things like that. But essentially, that's kind of what I've always been doing. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way I know how to live.
You know, I always put something aside in my savings account every paycheck that I get, so it don't matter. You know, how much I get, I always make sure that set something aside. That made me a little bit less for what was category two?
Mm-hmm. The essentials. The 50 yeah. was in the essentials. The 30 was the ones.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's nothing new. I think pretty much everybody on a budget is doing something similar to that already.
Yeah. I think I've done something like that, but not to that extent as far as the specific numbers. I do like the sound of it. If you make, let's say, $2,000 a month, right? After 3 months, you should have, let's see, do the math, carry the two. You should have almost two.
Don't judge my math. Where did you get a two from?
Yeah, I know, right?
That you carry.
I know. You should have, like, in 3 months' time, you should have like $1,200 saved up. And that's if you're not paying off student loans or any type of debt away. You know, and I was like, man, that sounds awesome. And I don't look at it like that. I always like, okay, I take care of my bills, I take care of my wants, and then whatever's left over that month, I throw into my savings. But I think this one focuses on that 20% towards savings. And I think that's pretty cool.
Man, you don't know how many times that savings has saved my ass for real. Like, I understand fully why they call it a savings, because, you know, when unexpected things happen in life, you know, it's nice to have that little cushion to help you out in hard times. Like, I teach my daughter, you know, saving. Right now, like, get her in the habit of saving money right now, so that when she becomes our age, it'll be like second nature to her.
Yeah, it's hard to teach kids like that and keep them that concept, at least from my perspective.
Hey, right now, you don't really have no real expectations of them actually being able to do it, but you got you planting the seed. You got the thought in their head, you know what I mean? And you keep reinforcing it, like, well, you got $20 for your birthday, put a thing back to save for later, or did you just go and run and spend the whole $20 on something?
Yeah, Duke, do you have issues, or do you have, what's your experience with teaching your daughter about money and about saving?
Well, I'm teaching her now. She's got the green light card, which is actually a good card, because you, as a parent, that's what you do. You effectively control everything. So you put stuff in your parent wallet, and then you can, as she does good things, you can give her money to spend. You can put some aside. You can even invest some of it. The car is only about $5 a month, so it's not too bad, but it's good. So she's just learning all that stuff now.
Okay.
When we're done with this, I need to get that info on that. That's a really good idea.
Just download the app, which is Greenlight. Greenlight.com. Okay. Or just type in green light in your Play Store. You'll see. And she got like her face, like, you can do like a custom card. So I just took a picture of her. And so her face is on her card, and she's got a debit card pin, everything. She used it yesterday when she went to go to the store. That's how she got her candy. So I told her, I'm not buying that stuff no more. You got to do it. So you got to do stuff. You got to earn, you know, pay your way, essentially. Like, I always bothered, like, or bother your child, like, where's my rent? There you go. You clean your room and you do your chores and you take care of your little brothers and sisters and stuff like that. Do stuff that the older sister's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I'll float you some money. Like she went to the amusement park today. That's how she was able to spend her money. That's how she was able to get stuff because she had money on her car.
Nice.
I like that. I like that.
I'm adopting that one too. I just stole.
Hey, but you need to cut that out too because they ain't paying us for it, so we ain't mentioning their damn name. so bleep out the green part or bleep out the light part.
Okay. Right.
And keep the part where I said they ain't paying us for it, so we ain't saying their name.
Okay. Right. We gonna keep that. Let me offer you guys a challenge here. I want to see how much, if we can follow the 50-30-20 budget, each of us in our own finances. I want to talk to you. It's the beginning of August now. I want to talk to you in the beginning of November, right around Christmas. That's around the time where we've got a bunch of money that we got to spend on Christmas gifts for our kids, right? Let's see how much easier or what position we're in based off of this budgeting and just see if we can edit it or if we have to critique it or if we can say, hey, this worked for us. We're talking from personal experience just to see. Once again, this podcast is about growth. Let's look at our
I'm with today. That I'm with that. This is usually when the time when I start really focusing on my saving anyway, so that when Christmas time come, I don't get hit hard.
So yeah, I'm down for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Yeah, we're gonna do that, and 3 months time we'll come back to it and see how much we feel like this has helped or improved our life. With that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third topic.
This week on Ratchet News.
All right. We're talking about...
Are you ready? Are you ready?
This week, we're talking about a story that comes out. News article reads, a mom gets a note from her neighbor saying, my kids don't want to see your ass out.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I'll say that shit again.
Yep. The news article reads, once again, mom gets a note from neighbor saying, my kids don't want to see your ass out. Taylor denies that she ever walked around naked with the windows visible, says she did lock the door from time to time, wearing just a t-shirt over a pair of French knickers at 10:30 at night or later. She was stunned.
The hell of French knickers?
You ran my mind. What
the hell that is? What the hell is a French knicker?
French knickers.
French knickers.
French knickers. Hey, you better watch out how you pronounce the motherfucker. If you a certain persuasion.
Okay, okay.
Caucasian.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. To our one listener out in France, he not talking knickers. About you.
Hey, maybe you can explain to us what the fuck knickers are.
They're booty shorts.
Hey, that shit sound racist in the mouth.
For real. Booty shorts. No. A friend.
Say that shit, man.
Oh, gosh.
Say it.
Y'all sound, what, a French knicker? Okay, that does sound bad. That sound real bad. That sound real bad to my audience. We're talking about shorts. All right. Anyway, she was stunned to find an anonymous note around 8:30 a.m. yesterday in Essex. The note reads, it would be much appreciated if you would at least shut your blinds when you walk naked around your house. My kids do not and would not want to see your ass out on the show. Much appreciated, your neighbors. Much of to Alec, a car sales manager, said finding the note was bizarre, but admitted she often walks around wearing even less. They're lucky they caught me quite covered up on this occasion. I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I have no problem with the way I look. It seems that the note is going to make her cover up in a onesie at home from now on. It's my house. It's my rules, she said. I absolutely will not stop me from walking around in my whole house in underwear and a t-shirt, she said. It's the most bizarre thing that ever happened to me. I can't get my head around it. What's your thought process on this one?
So, where is Essex? Is that in Florida?
No,
it sounds like some shit that happened in Florida.
No, Essex is overseas.
Overseas. Okay. How old are the next door neighbor's kids, and are any of them boys? Do we know that?
We don't.
Because if it's boys,
the article doesn't say, and it doesn't specify what neighbor actually wrote the note.
But is that the picture of the neighbor right there?
Yeah, that is. So our listeners can't view this, but that video or the picture that you guys are seeing, if you pull up the article, that is Alex
LeBron.
Yes.
Why the fuck is you complaining? honestly, why is you complaining? For one, though, like, check this out. Hear me out now. For one, though, if it's that big of an issue, build a fence so you can't look over there, or close your blind. Ultimately, you know what I'm saying, it's prerogative. If she in her home, you know what I'm saying, she can do whatever she wants in her home. You have no right to tell that lady what she can and cannot do in her own home. I'm sorry. Second thing, from what I'm seeing, it doesn't look like she's unattractive. It doesn't look like she's an unattractive woman. And you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the kids things, yes, I'm like, dude, are they boys and how old are they? You know what I mean? And I mean, I've said this and I'm going to say it one more time. People need to stop being so damn nosy. Stay out of other folks' business, man. like, for real. Stay out of folks' business, man. Like, shit. Get that woman alone. Let her do her thing. God, that's my opinion.
Well, I mean, it's her home. She do whatever the fuck she want. Like you said, if she don't like it, cold Jill vibes. I have a feeling it's more than this. I wonder if the neighbor is married and she worried about her husband seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what
it using is. The kids as an excuse, which again, yes. That could be something, you know, depending on how old your children are, that you might not want your kids to see either. I get it, but I mean, come on now.
Like, yeah, that's I'm with you, dude. That sounds like some jealousy type issue, especially from looking at this photo of the woman.
Like, how many times you gonna bring up the photo?
Hey, I'm just saying, like, I wish I could see her. Yeah, like, I should Google this shit. You know, if a man is really complaining that she is walking around next to nude or nude. I'm just wondering what the hell wrong with you, man. Like,
might not be what he prefer.
Hey, that's fine.
Each his own.
That's fine. But I damn sure ain't finna go write no note on and tell her to stop. You know what I mean? I'm letting her do what she do.
Listen, I'm gonna be completely honest. If I walk around in my house naked, you better turn away. That's how I see it. Don't look in the damn mirror.
You're gonna learn today. You're gonna learn today. Yeah. Hey,
listen, a window is to see into or out of something. If you don't want to see my black ass naked, don't look in the window. Look at the door.
No shit. For real.
You're gonna catch a glimpse of something that you ain't never gonna forget. Boy, don't you?
Yeah, hey, scar you for life.
Yeah.
Now, oh my God, the image is burned into my skull.
Shit, you either gonna be scarred or enlightened. It's no in between. I remember, true story, in high school, from our back porch, we looked over to one of our neighbor's windows, and my neighbor had his wife, lady, girlfriend, mistress, whoever this woman was. She was bent over something, and he was going to town. Window wide open.
Exhibitionist.
My brother was like, oh, look at him. I was like, shh, calm down. He's going to see us. Let me tell you how my man looked out the window with a big grin on his face. Give us a thumbs up. All right, putting that work in, boy.
Finish her.
Right. Just saying, man. Leave people alone. Leave people alone, man. Another true story. I went out years ago when I lived in an apartment. I went out with my melanin challenged friends. And and we just went to the bar, whatever, went drinking and walked back to my house. of my apartment. And as we're walking by, one of the windows, we couldn't see it, but you can hear the window was open, and there was a man with his with whoever he was with. And he was giving her everything he had. You could hear it in his voice. You could hear it. He was grunting. My man was in it. But you could also hear that she was not.
She was not. What do you mean she was not? What do you mean she was not?
Nice. Yeah. Right there. She was just not. She was not
just,
into it. She was very just like in the motions. And my man was running full blast. Like he was giving it everything he had.
Wrap it up.
Right. Wrap it up. That's basically what she was telling him. And we're just like down there and we're like, hey, man, you hear him? Like, and then all of a sudden, for lack of better terms, my man crossed the finish line and he crossed it. He reached over, he put his head forward.
Jesus.
Now there was a silence. Obviously, it was not the same feeling for her. So I don't know. But but we felt bad. My man put in 110%. My man put in 110% and ain't getting nothing. So we started clapping for him. We was down there on the street. We was like, yeah, go ahead, buddy. Encore. Go ahead, cheers. She was like, you left the damn window open? She slammed that shit quick, boy.
I know
forever and a day that will live in that man's life as the time where he got an applause for his 110% effort. Kudos to you. If you are listening to this, my man, you did a wonderful job. Go ahead.
Wow. Apparently he didn't. She didn't give him no standing ovation herself.
Hey, he was putting in all the work he could. So what? It wasn't her race. Maybe she not you. She used the mile runners. That's okay. My man is a sprinter, and he did the best he could, damn it. For my listeners, run your own race. Don't worry about everybody else's race. You run yours. And it sounds like this woman, Alex Taylor, lives alone. Like, there's nobody she worried about. She not worried about her husband, boyfriend, kids. If you want to all my listeners, if you single, and this is you, and you want to walk around butt-ass naked in your house, do so. To all my listeners,
if you married and had kids,
you should walk around butt ass naked in your house. I recommend everybody. I might do so after recording of this episode.
Not when the kids there, but every so often though, you got to bring your partner. You let them see that sexiness. You got to remind them, like, look what you got.
Hey, you be like some baby boy, butt naked in the kitchen cooking eggs.
For real. Let them know. If somebody else happen to see, well, that's on them.
Hey, it ain't like it ain't nothing ain't never seen before. Everybody done seen a human body before, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No.
Shouldn't be that jarring.
There was a trend going around that was like, if your man's having a bad day, just show him titties. Whether you have big titties or small titties, just show him titties. That will make his day better.
Fucking right. Yeah. I wholeheartedly support that.
When the hell was this happening? I missed it. What the fuck was that going on?
I know, right?
It's funny because, like, as a man, don't get me wrong, I'm saying this as a grown man who's lived through a lot of shit. Women do not understand the power they have over men. Like, you can.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes
some of them do, at least. Some of them use their powers for evil.
Right,
like
right.
A motherfucker.
But could you imagine using your powers for good, to be a good guy?
That's what strippers are for.
Hey, babe, listen, I know that's not what strippers are for.
honestly, that's what strippers are for. Like, you know what I'm saying? They do the world a great service. Salute all y'all, all my strippers out there.
True. But, like, for example, right? I was telling a friend of mine, he was like talking to me, was like, hey, man, she pissed me off because she asked me this question and I couldn't say no. I'm like, why couldn't you say no? He was like, because she was giving me a blowjob. I can't say no during a blowjob. Can a man ever say no during a blowjob?
Hey, that's a trap.
Yeah, isn't it?
Hey, that's a fucking trap. If I ever heard one.
It's entrapment.
Hey, I tell a female real quick, don't you ask me shit while we in the midst. Because when we done this, she's going to be null and void. I swear to God. Goddamn it. While we in the heat of it and in the passion of the moment, goddamn it, I'll tell you whatever you want to hear, goddamn it.
Like, yeah, but you got to be, you gotta be careful with that. Cause like,
yeah, don't be doing that to me.
Like, if she say something, you like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then she'd be like, babe, I bought a new car. And you'd be like, what? Who told you you could do this? And she'd be like, yeah. You don't remember when I was booking you and you was like, yeah. Go ahead, man. Now you got a car loan and you ain't on
Don't do me like that.
Baby, don't do me like that.
For real. That's fucked up.
It's just cracking me up, man. Like,
but yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, stay out of people's business. You know what I mean? Like, let that lady do what she want to do. You know, she ain't hurting nobody. You know what I mean? If you don't want to see it, look away.
And that's what we was talking about earlier with the temptation. But I do got to clarify something. We was on that topic earlier. Duke said that, you know, I don't care if Halle Berry naked in front of you, temptation. To anybody who is with me, if Halle Berry is naked in front of me, that's not temptation. That is opportunity. Get used to it. Ain't no. Halle Berry? What? Come on now.
I feel you on that. I'm with you 100%.
I had to disagree with you on that one, Duke. I was like, he had me that whole conversation about temptation until he was like, I don't care how they're bare naked in front of you. I was like, hold on now.
You're going too far now.
Too far.
Calm down with that now.
Right? On that note, man, I want to thank Dolly Baby for the comment and all the topics. Keep them coming. And to all the listeners, keep shooting us comments and everything like that. Let us know what you think and what you want us to talk about. Keep it up.
Yes. Keep doing it. Keep interacting with us. You know what I'm saying? Letting us know how well we're doing, how bad we're doing. Bring me the smoke. You know I want it. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Duke, anything to say?
What?
Duke.
Duke. No, what's my man's name? Shoot, they used to do Def Comedy Jam.
Martin Lawrence?
Russell. No, Russell Simmons. I'm doing Russell Simmons when you come in. Thanks for coming out. Love you. Goodbye.
For real, man.
Duke, mailman. Listen, I love you guys.
You too, bro.
I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all listeners out there, keep dreaming. Take care.